Welcome back again to the Beers and Belts podcast. This is the WrestleMania Night 2 preview show here. So we got 8 matches on the card tonight. There was one match that originally I had thought was scheduled to be on Night 1 that I guess has been bumped to Night 2, which was the New Day versus Sheamus and Ridge Holland match. So I already did a bit of a preview for that one on the Night 1 preview show. But just to recap kind of what I talked about there, if you have not listened to that, is New Day is over. They are protected. They can take a loss and it's not going to hurt them at all. So I would hope that WWE, if they are truly trying to build this kind of mini stable of Sheamus, Ridge Holland, and Pete Dunne, aka Butch now, if they're really trying to build them up as a legitimate threat, they need to have them win. So that is going to be my prediction in that match, Sheamus and Ridge Holland over the New Day. I'd be happy to see Big E come out there at some point as well. I think this will probably kick off the show because New Day is so well-liked. I think they'll really get the crowd going. And they're all capable of putting together a really good match. So I think that'll be a good way to kick off the show and get that going. So from there, we can jump into what seems to me like one of the most thrown together for no reason matches, which is the Fatal 4-Way match for the Women's Tag Team Championship. So you have Queen Zelina and Carmella versus Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan versus Natalia and Shayna Baszler versus Sasha Banks and Naomi. I'm sure they'll have some good spots in this. I think Sasha Banks and Naomi are going to come away with the win in this just because they are the biggest name team. And I will say, to me, it seems kind of like a slap in the face to throw Sasha Banks just in this match. And this is her WrestleMania 38 experience. She's, in my opinion, way too big to be in this place. I don't know why they couldn't have put together a feud between Sasha Banks and Rhea Ripley. I think that would have gone really well. I think you could have a Sasha Banks and Shayna Baszler that you could have built up as well and had that be a really good match. It just seems like this was very lazily booked. So not real thrilled about that match, but I do expect Sasha Banks and Naomi to go over for the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship in that match. So next, let's talk about the Raw Tag Team Championship with the triple threat match here. So RK-Bro versus the Street Profits versus Alpha Academy. Now this one, they've been back and forth, all three of these teams, throughout the last couple months. So this could really go any direction. I think it's going to be a really fun match. I mean, the athleticism you've got between Montez Ford and Riddle and Chad Gable just being the technical wrestler he is and Otis having the power he has, Randy Orton having the RKO and just a mean chin lock. I think it'll be a fun match, though. You know, Angelo Dawkins is another power guy as well. So I think it'll be a fun match. I think there will be a lot of crazy athletic spots in this. I think RK-Bro is going to retain. I don't think we're done with the run that they have. I think there's still a lot of life left in this. If it is somebody else, I think it'll probably go back to the Street Profits, because I think having the Street Profits and Bianca Belair all hold gold, I think that has some weight to it moving forward post-WrestleMania. So I can see the Street Profits coming away as well. I don't think Alpha Academy has a chance at coming away with this, which, based on my preview for Night 1, that probably means Alpha Academy is going to win because I missed some of my predictions there. But I'm going to go with RK-Bro retaining in that match. So from there, let's get going and talk about probably another quick match, and this seems like it was more thrown together to put Bobby Lashley in the match, which is, or in WrestleMania, which is Bobby Lashley versus Omos. Not any build to this at all, other than two big guys who can have a match together. You know, Omos, they've painted him as a monster. Bobby Lashley, kind of in the same mold, but I don't know if they're ready to give Omos a loss yet in singles. So I believe Omos being the Andre the Giant type character that they're making him, I think he is going to come out on top there. So let's start getting into some of the more fun matches that I am excited to see now. First here, let's talk about Johnny Knoxville versus Sami Zayn. I think this is going to be loads of fun in this Anything Goes match between the two. I'm sure you'll have some of the cast from Jackass come out and help Johnny Knoxville in some way, shape, or form. And I think there will be a lot of crazy, ridiculous kind of stunts throughout the course of this. So I expect it to be really fun. I think Johnny Knoxville is going to come out on top. I think it's going to further promote this Sami Zayn conspiracy, whiny character that he has going on. I expect this to be probably the most fun match of the night, though. Just a lot of silliness and kind of some of the stuff that they used to do that just makes you laugh and smile and have a good time. Just makes you remember why you liked professional wrestling as a kid growing up. So I think Johnny Knoxville is going to come out on top there. Then we're going to talk Pat McAfee versus Austin Theory. I've never wanted to see somebody just get punched in the face over and over like Austin Theory. He's just a little weasel. And I think this is going to be another opportunity for Pat McAfee to just look the way he has looked in his previous couple matches. You know, he has put in obviously a lot of time in training for this, and he comes off really good when he's in the ring. So you would say, you know, quote unquote celebrity versus a trained wrestler shouldn't be a long match, but I think they'll probably give this 10-15 minutes, and I think Pat McAfee is going to come out on top in this one and get his WrestleMania moment. But I expect that to be a fun match as well. I think Pat McAfee is absolutely great. He was a fantastic hire for WWE, and I think they'll see some returns on that hire in this match. So Pat McAfee going over Austin Theory. So next one we're going to talk about is Edge versus AJ Styles. And you know, I'm going to be 40 this year. Edge, growing up, watching it in high school, I absolutely loved Edge. He was my guy. So when he retired, it was heartbreaking. So I'm so glad to see him back. I think he and AJ Styles are going to have an awesome match. AJ Styles can put together a good match with anybody. So heel Edge, I think, is going to come out on top. You know, AJ Styles is, again, another one of those guys who can take a loss, and it's not going to hurt him. He's always fantastic or phenomenal. So I do think that Edge is going to come away with the win here. I think it is going to maybe have a little blood show up at some point. Wouldn't shock me if they throw some color into this match, but we'll see where this is going. So I'm going to go Edge over AJ Styles in that one. I think it'll probably be a 20-minute match. I expect some time to be given to both these guys because they can really tell a story, and I think it's going to be a good one. And that will lead us into the main event, or as WWE is calling it, the biggest match ever, the title unification match with the WWE Championship of Brock Lesnar and the Universal Championship of Roman Reigns. So obviously, if you have paid any attention to wrestling in the last year, you have seen the build for this. It's been going on forever, and it has been fantastic. The build for this has been legit. I hope that the match lives up to the build. Now, sometimes with Brock Lesnar, they don't want to put a whole lot of time into the matches, and they just want to have it be a quick slugfest, basically. I hope that they give this every bit of 20 minutes. I pray that there is not outside interference. This match and this build deserves a clean finish and deserves a clean winner. And I think it's going to be Brock Lesnar. I think Roman Reigns' time is up. I think Paul Heyman is going to probably be the one that costs the match just because he has been such an important part of the storyline for both of these guys as they've been champions. You know, and I know I just said, like you just said, that you don't want to have any screwy finish. Yeah, I don't. But Paul Heyman is part of this story. So I think throwing him in there doesn't make it a screwy finish. I think it makes it part of the story because he is part of both of these characters. So, but I want to see Brock Lesnar win. I think Brock Lesnar is going to win, and I think it will lead to another story between Roman and the Usos, and I think maybe you'll have kind of the downfall of the Bloodline going with now the Usos retaining gold in their match, which I don't think was planned. I think that was more of a result of the injury to Rick Boogs in that match. But that is going to be my prediction. Brock Lesnar going over Roman Reigns. So that is the preview for night two. I hope you guys are able to sit down and watch it. For those of us who have work first thing in the morning, you know, this is not my job. So for those of us who have work first thing in the morning, I hope this is not another late night, but based off what I'm looking at, I believe this is probably going to go till midnight as well. So making WrestleMania a total of 8 hours. Jeez, that's a lot of wrestling. So if they could cut down some of the time in between these matches where they show all the video promos and all that, I think that would do a lot of good for my sleep. But that's it. Night two, WrestleMania, it's here. So hope you have time to watch it, and we will see you guys next time. Have a good one.